Good day to leave the big city if you're listening to us down in the Phoenix metro area. I have to tell you, I couldn't encourage you more to jump in the car, make sure the radiator's in good shape, fill up the ice chest with some cold drinks, waters and Gatorades, electrolytes, and come on up to Fort Tuthill County Park just south of Flagstaff, where we're broadcasting live for the Get Outdoors Outdoor Expo. It is going, it's a beautiful setting. In the Ponderosa pine trees, we've got vendors set up all through the park area just outside of the amphitheater. And Game and Fish are here, teach you how to fish, teach the kids how to shoot bow and arrow, teach them all kinds of outdoor skills. We've got vendors galore out here, just kind of spend the day cruising in the grass, shade tent to shade tent, and enjoy the aroma of the Ponderosa pines of beautiful Coconino County, right here at the Coconino County Fairground, the Fort Tuthill County Park. Let's see if we can get through a few callers. And we've got Mike. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for calling Rosie on the house. How can we help you, my friend?
Good morning. Hey, I have a house. It's about 2,100 square feet, and it was built in 2001. And I have, for some reason, four vents toward the front of my house in the living room, the den, and part of the kitchen. They blow out about 10 degrees warmer than the rest of the vents. So I went to the attic and I noticed the ducts, the ones that are cooler, they come out of, I guess it's called the handler, sideways, and the ones that are warmer are going up. Is there something, or who should I call to get that checked out?
Have you had a whole house energy audit done before?
No, sir, I have not.
All right. Mike, just go to the website, rosieonthehouse.com, under energy management. Take a look at the where you're calling from, where in Arizona?
Litchfield Park.
Okay. There are two home energy audit experts that service the Phoenix metro area, Green ID and Rias. Get a whole house energy audit. That's going to cost you $99. Let them assess why we're not getting the cold air flow in those tributary lines that you should be getting. They may have to put a small deflector in the ductwork to send more air that way. It may be pinched up. It may be a poor design. But they can assess all that after taking a look at it. And then not only will you have engineered solution for the ductwork, but for $99, they're going to look at the whole house for insulation,
right,
weather stripping, and everything else. So I'd start there and collect their recommendations on how they could solve that problem. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
All right, Mike. We appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch.
We got a special guest on the line. We talked about all this heat and how it's just going to help bring in the monsoons a little bit more. Well, with rain and thunder comes lightning, and we've got our good friend Bob Ross from Lightning Busters. It's one of our most listened to segments of our podcast over the course of the last 15 or so years since we've been digitally archiving it. And Bob went into retirement. He hung up his belt, and 5 years later he's back at it. He couldn't sit still, and there was nobody out there doing it right, and it was driving him nuts. So he's back at it again. Welcome.
That's awesome.
Welcome back to the team, Mr. Ross.
Thank you very much. I guess they just keep dragging me back.
You know, lightning is a pretty incredible natural phenomena. If I remember, it'll travel up to 40 miles horizontally. I don't think people realize that.
40 miles ahead of the storm.
Right. It's approximately 1 million degrees. And the strike zone is in an area the diameter of your thumb.
How's our memory on that, Bob?
That's pretty good,
man. So when you're when you're delivering that kind of power, that kind of temperature in that kind of concentrated area, it's more powerful than a laser beam.
Yeah, you know, yes, it is, and people don't realize, you know, how bad it can be. You don't have to see it. It's so far away, and it can still hit, and it can come down in urban areas where it can hit two or three targets at a time. And, you know, it's kind of funny because I still see people sitting out there in the storm in an aluminum chair in front of their garage watching this lightning, and they just don't realize. You know, I first started here, there weren't that as many houses being hit. Arizona's number two in the country for lightning strikes, but a lot of these were hitting out in the middle of the desert, and now they're subdivisions. So, yeah, there's a lot more targets, and you hear more about people getting homes hit by lightning. And basically, it's always been that way. It's just that we have more targets now.
The biggest myth, the biggest erroneous, incorrect myth about lightning is it'll never strike twice in the same place.
Yeah, well, there was a house in Fountain Hills that got hit five times. And there wasn't that much damage the fourth time. The fifth time, it hit his electrical panel, blew out the wall in the garage, and started a fire inside the living room.
Let's talk a little bit. Okay, so lightning is, I mean, I have a lot of outdoor friends. You know, they can survive with the best of them, pretty burly guys, pretty rough guys. But I tell you what, when the lightning starts approaching, these guys become like emergency alert. You really need to respect it. How do you protect a property from the power of lightning, Bob?
Well, if you think about what lightning does, it's usually about 150 feet above your house, and it's called a corona. And what it does is it's looking for the best path to ground. That's why a lot of times animals will get real nervous. I don't know if you're ever that close that the hair on your neck would stand up. That's the corona from the lightning. So it'll move around, and it's just looking for a path least resistant. And when it does hit your house, it likes corners and sharp edges. And it can hit the corner of a roof. The lightning doesn't start the fire. It's the side flash or the arc. It's looking for the path of least resistance. So if it hits your roof, it'll arc over to a pipe, electrical. It'll arc over to your ductwork. It likes to arc over to maybe a fireplace with a metal flue. And that's when the problem will occur. It'll hit that. It'll side flash down and start the fire.
And so how do we protect the property?
So what we do is we put up air terminals. People call them lightning rods. They're 12 inches high. And what we do is we put a grid system on the roof. We use braided wire. Everything is UL approved for lightning protection. And we have little air terminals up there. And what we do is we're just giving it a path to least resistance. If it doesn't attract lightning, a lot of times what it'll do is it'll prevent it. Because what'll happen is that for that nanosecond that the lightning's going to hit, it'll change the corona, and it might hit your neighbor's house, but it'll protect your house. If it does hit the air terminal, it'll just take the path of least resistance to ground. We put a grid system in of wire on the roof, and we have two paths. And if the lightning hits the air terminal, it moves in 5 nanoseconds. It'll shoot down through the wire, and we put ground rods in the ground and discharge in the ground.
And
many
Bob,
people won't even realize that their house was hit by lightning. Every once in a while, if it does, you can see the air terminal on top might have a little burn tip on it. It doesn't affect the operation, but you'll know that you were hit by lightning and your house is safe.
Bob, what do you do? It would seem to me a metal evaporative cooler with steel and water sitting in it with electricity running to it would be like a magnet for lightning.
Oh, yeah. That's a welcome sign. That and you know, HVAC equipment, also flues, metal flues, anything like that on top of the roof really does attract it. And we do the same thing. We put air terminals on your air conditioning system. We put it on your VAP system. Anything sticking up high, like a metal flue, which most people have, you know, it's bricked around, but the inside is metal. So we also put air terminals. We put air terminals on everything that possibly could be hit. And the other good part about it is that, and say for an example that your roof is 20 foot high. So the air terminal is 1 foot, so that's 21 foot. If you go from your house and measure out 42 feet and put a line on there and draw an arrow up to the top of that air terminal, everything there is in the cone of protection. So if you have cars or anything else, there is a cone of protection, that'll prevent it from happening. Now, it can even happen with the swimming pool. If your air terminal is up and that pool is in the air, you know, in that cone of protection, you can actually swim in the pool. I wouldn't. I would never take the chance. but theoretically, it would be in the cone of protection.
You know, we've done with you, of course, several projects where we're putting the lightning protection on homes. But I think if I look back and think, if I'm thinking about this correctly, I think we've protected more livestock and horses and stables and barns than we have actual houses.
Yes. And that's the next thing. Again, sometimes with animals, dogs and horses, they get very nervous. And a lot of times it's because of that corona. That corona has static electricity. And again, for humans, sometimes when it's close, that the hair will stand up in the back of your neck. Well, if you think of an animal, you think of a dog or a horse, that's all hair, they get that feeling. And a lot of times that's when they get really nervous and scared because of that feeling. So, yes, we do protect barns and homes. And a lot of people put that thunder collar or thunder coat on a dog for it. This will also do it because it'll stop that static electricity from going to their hair.
You know what? If I was a horse standing next to a metal stable wearing steel horseshoes, mm-hmm. I'd be nervous too.
Yes. You know, most of the time it's wet. Most of the time they have metal shoes on. And, you see it a lot of times. Cows will go under a tree. And if it gets hit, three or four cows are dead.
Bob,
we can protect trees. We can protect cattle underneath it. You can protect almost anything with it.
Bob Ross from Lightning Busters. How would people get in touch with you, Bob?
Well, we can go to our website, which is lightningbusters.com, or you can call at 480-229-2646.
And how big an area is your service area?
We're all over.
You'll cover the state?
We go all over the valley.
Okay.
So, and we even go up north. We did work up in Flagstaff and Williams and stuff before I kind of retired, but we're back now, and, we would go all over.
Welcome back, Bob. Bob Ross of Lightning Busters. It's certainly worth considering. We're talking about the second level of protection when we get back.